Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, there we go.
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Is this the person selling the red automobile parked out in front of the furniture store?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent. I wanted to tell you that I spent a lot of time looking at it today, and I just loved it.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's a great car, and it's in great condition still.
Yes. It reminded me of a car I used to drive when my husband first got back from the war. The funny thing is, I took that car to pick him up at the train station when he was finally coming home, you know, after the war was over.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm supposed to meet him at the train station at 6 o'clock. So I get there and I wait, and his train finally comes, and I can't find him anywhere. Now, back in those days, mm-hmm. you couldn't just pick up a telephone and call someone out of the blue. So I sat in my car and waited. Finally, I fell asleep. The next morning, I hear a knock on my window, and guess who it was?
I don't know.
It was my husband. His train came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was 12 hours early. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's a funny story.
Yes. So now about the car, what year is it?
It's a 2015.
Okay, and what year is it now?
What year is it now?
What year are we in right now?
It's 2019. So the car is almost 4 years old, but it's only got about 50,000 miles on it. Like I said, it's still in great shape.
Yes, and I like that red color.
Yeah, that's the original color.
Yes, it reminds me of the car I used to drive when my husband first got back from the war. Now, here's a funny story about that car. So, when my husband first came back from the war, I had to meet him at the train station. And his train came in at 6 o'clock. So I waited for his train to come. And when it finally arrived, he was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I think you told me this story.
So back in those days, you couldn't just pick up a telephone and call whoever you wanted. So I waited. Eventually, I fell asleep. And the next morning, I hear a knock on my window. And guess who it was?
Was it your husband?
Yeah, yes. Yes, it was. His train arrived at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was 12 hours early. I mean, that's just so silly, right?
That's pretty silly. So now are you interested in buying the car?
Indeed. Now, how much are you selling it for?
Okay, the blue book on it is about 15, but I'm only asking for 12.5.
I see. Are you throwing in all the extras for free?
Extras? What extras?
The wheels, the radio, the seat belts. And whatnot?
Yeah, that all comes with it.
Oh, goody. I really do love it.
Yeah, that's what you said.
In fact, it reminds me of the car I used to drive when my husband first got back from the war. Let me tell you a story about that. You're just going to love this. So...
Okay, well, I'm kind of in a hurry, actually, so...
Don't worry.
Can we get back to the car?
Don't worry, because this isn't a long story, so, okay. It all started when my husband found out he was coming home from the war and I was supposed to pick him up at the train station at 6 o'clock sharp.
And look, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think you already told me this story. I'm pretty sure you did.
I did?
Yeah. You were supposed to pick him up at 6, but you showed up 12 hours early.
That's absolutely right. How did you know that?
You sort of told me that story twice already.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just love old stories, especially ones about automobiles. Now, do you still remember your first automobile that you ever owned? I'll never forget mine. It was bright red. Kind of like the one you're selling. I have great memories of that car. In fact, here's a funny story. One time, when my husband was coming home from the war, I took my car to go pick him up at the train station. Well, I arrived at 6 o'clock on the dot to pick him up. But when his train arrived, he was nowhere to be found. Now, back in those days, you couldn't just pick up a telephone and call someone out of the blue. So instead, I waited and waited and waited.
I'm gonna interrupt you right here. Okay, I'm really, really sorry, but I don't have time to talk right now. Are you interested in buying the car or not?
Absolutely, I'd like to buy it as soon as possible.
Okay, that's great. Can you give me your name?
Sure, but let me finish my story. Now, where was I? That's right. The train station. So my husband's train arrives, and he's nowhere to be found. So I waited and waited and waited and waited until I fell asleep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.